Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin Riley also got a hit. We saw Ozzie Albies out there. He was mic'd up. So it was a good time. The All-Star game was, I think it was pretty good. It was low scoring. I thought it was going to be a little bit more high scoring. But all in all, it was good. If you didn't know, the NL won for the first time since 2012. So good stuff there by the NL. The National League got it done, you know what I'm saying? And we saw Elias Diaz hit the go-ahead two-run home run, and he was named the MVP, the guy for the Rockies. So all good stuff from the All-Star game. But now we get to focus on the second half of the season. And it's going to be a fun second half. Hopefully the Braves can keep up the pace that they left out on when the first half ended. Still got streaks that we want to keep rolling. We've won 11 straight series. Want to keep that rolling. 26 straight games with a home run. Definitely want to keep that going. So, look, Friday, we had our fun. We got the entire Braves infield in there at one time. They took Ronnie out, but the entire Braves infield was in there at one time. So we saw Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, Orlando Arcia, and Matt Olson in the game all at once. So that was fun. But now it's back to business. You know what I'm saying? Braves got to continue the work they've been putting in. Got to continue to win series. And it should be business as usual. Once we get started on Friday, the schedule seems pretty easy to start out for the Atlanta Braves. They got the White Sox on Friday in a weekend series against them to kick off the second half of the season. So you got three with the White Sox. Then you do have you start off pretty tough in the second half, as a matter of fact. Start off with the White Sox. That should be a fairly easy series. They're 38-54. But then you take on the Diamondbacks, who are tied. I think they're only percentage points behind the LA Dodgers right now for first place in the NL West. Then you got the Brewers, who are 49-42, solid baseball team. The Red Sox, who are 48-43, again, solid baseball team. The Brewers again. Then you got the Angels, who are still trying to fight, scratch and claw for playoff position. Then you take on then it eases up a little bit. Then you got the Cubs in the month of August. You got the Cubs, the Pirates, Then you take on the Mets. We'll see how they've turned things around, if at all. Yankees then, and then Giants. So not too bad of a second half for the Atlanta Braves. But again, when you're the best team in baseball, doesn't matter the opponent. Because the Braves have proven they can beat every single team in baseball. Doesn't matter who it is. What matters is the Braves go out there, play their game, play up to their potential, don't play down to the competition, which they have done a good job of not doing this year, and you just continue to go out there and win series. Long as you do that, the Braves are going to be absolutely fine, completely and utterly fine. So I'm excited for the second half of the Braves season. I'm ready for them to get going, make it through the dog days of August. And look, the other thing is to stay healthy. We're going to hopefully continue to get even more healthy, get Max Fried back sooner rather than later, as he'll continue to make some rehab starts in AAA Gwinnett. Hopefully we'll get Kyle Wright back fairly soon. And we continue to get healthy, but also stay healthy. Hopefully we don't face any major injuries in the second half of the season. We do have to find out kind of what's going on with A.J. Minter. It does seem like he is going to be okay, and he's not going to miss any long-term time. So, Braves, second half of the season, getting underway on Friday, but was, again, pretty fun All-Star game. It was good to see guys getting honored. Good to see Spencer Strider out there. Good to see Elder out there taking in the scenes. Obviously, we saw Ronald Acuña Jr. steal the pink carpet, as Noel alluded to, with that big old chain he had on, letting everybody know that you're too small. I'm the MVP. I'm the big dog around these parts. Also, it was kind of fun to see on the pink carpet Freddie's son reuniting with Blooper. Charlie gave Blooper a nice big hug. So that was pretty cool to see. But, good stuff all around at the All-Star game yesterday. But back locked in, focused for the second half of the season, the Braves are. So we'll talk more Braves again here coming up in about 10 minutes as we'll let you hear the highlights. Again, talked about them earlier, but we'll let you hear them, let you hear the best sounds of the All-Star game as well. But coming up a little bit later in the show, I got to do a rant, y'all. And I'm not going to get too far to it in now, but did y'all see what the NFL, the official NFL Twitter account did? Did y'all see that?
Oh, I'm glad we're going to talk about that. Oh, I was so proud of Falcons fans yesterday.
Yes. We rallied together for the greater good. Again, we ain't going to get too far into it now, just in case anybody hasn't heard. Don't want to ruin the surprise. It'll be coming up in about 30 minutes. Give me 30 minutes and we'll get into it. But, man, just the audacity. As Stephen A. Smith would say, the unmitigated gall of the NFL Twitter account. Goodness gracious. But we'll get into that at 5:40. But coming up next, like I said, we'll let you hear the highlights from the Braves. Also, a lot has gone down in the city of Atlanta, in the state of Georgia. There's a lot to report on. We got a big Atlanta United game tonight. They have a chance to get up to third place in the Eastern Conference table. The University of Georgia Athletic Association, they're saying, put some respect on my name. I mean, whew, it's a lot going on right now in the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. So, you know what we do when that's going on? We go around the A. And that's exactly what we'll do when we get back here on the Hometown Take. It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, hanging out with you live in the Kia Studios. And we'll be right back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Wednesday morning. Happy Home Day to you. Hope you are doing well. Hope your week is getting started off right. And I hope your Wednesday is getting started off right as well. Look, we got a whole lot to get into this segment. A lot is happening around the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. So without further ado, I can't play no games with y'all this morning. Let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
First things first, I'm the realist. No, I'm just playing. But the Braves. Not a lot of hits. 1 for 11, the Braves were during the All-Star game with the bats. However, they were flashing the leather. And it started as soon as the bottom of the first inning. Randy Arozarena thought he could run on Sean Murphy, but obviously he was not aware of the pop time that Sean Murphy possesses. Let's hear Sean Murphy throwing down to his teammate, Orlando Arcia, to throw Randy Arozarena out in the bottom of the first.
Oh, and he's running.
Right out. Takes off. Oh, Murphy. Throw him
out. In time. How about that shot from Murphy and tap from Arcia?
Take that.
What do you think, guys?
I like it.
I like it.
Hi, hey, Gary.
I like it.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hey, playing some defense. This has been sweet.
They most definitely were playing some defense out there, and guess what? The defense continued as we saw Austin Riley and Matt Olson make a nice play in the bottom of the fifth inning. It was a slow chopper, heading down the third baseline. Austin Riley charged that thing, looking like Chipper Jones out there. Barehanded it, throwing over to Matt Olson, and Matt Olson made a pretty nice dig.
Josh Young now. He grounds on long third. Not going to be an easy play. Austin Riley. Digs it out. Matt Olson on an infield full of Braves at this point. Riley and Arcia and Albies and Olson all out there. And the first place Braves on the corners hook up right there.
Yeah, great play. Austin Riley known for his offense. His defense keeps getting better and better. And Olson, not an easy pick, by the way.
Not an easy pick by Matt Olson for sure. And that was definitely not an easy play by Austin Riley. But guess what? Austin Riley said, but wait, there's more. He basically turned a double play by himself, an inning-ending double play by himself. And it was a big one, too. It helped keep the NL up 3-2 because they were up 3-2 at that point. Let's hear Austin Riley flash some more leather.
Swung on. Red Brooker at the plate.
There's a check for the third. Riley from his knees. A double play.
Got him.
How about your Braves teammates, Ozzie?
Got him. Yes, sir.
All day long.
Yeah.
We'll take that, Josh.
Hey, baby. Come on, baby.
Wow. Austin Riley makes the grab and then from a knee across the diamond between the microphones and the double play.
The best part about that, too, was that Austin Riley, but Ozzie Albies was mic'd up during that time. So that was pretty cool that Ozzie was mic'd up at that time when Austin Riley made that double play basically by himself. So good stuff there from the Atlanta Braves, making plays defensively, not too many offensively. Like I said, Austin had the one hit, but they were making plays left and right defensively throughout the entirety of the ball game. So those were some of the high points for your Braves All-Stars. And speaking of All-Star games, Rob Manfred came out yesterday and said Atlanta is in the mix for the 2025 MLB All-Star Game. He said that yesterday morning during his annual Q&A with the Baseball Writers Association of America during All-Star Week. Toronto, Baltimore, and Chicago are also contenders to land the 2025 All-Star Game. But dang, Flabbit, I feel like Atlanta deserves this game. I'm not going to go as far to say we are entitled, but heck, we're entitled to this game. We know what happened in 2021. Obviously, some voter laws were being talked about going down. They didn't happen, but the game got pulled. So that happened. It left a sour taste in our mouth here in the city of Atlanta. But we won the World Series that year, so that helped, you know, forget. We forgot about it because we won the World Series that year. So it was like, okay, whatever, fine. We'll take our World Series championship instead. But this city does need an all-star game. This team, for what they've been doing, deserves an all-star game. And look at what the Braves have as far as facilities. Truist Park is a still very, very new park. Look at the Battery. I mean, for Major League Baseball to be able to showcase that, why wouldn't you? I know Wrigley is historic and whatnot, but people have been to Wrigley before. Toronto? Eh. Baltimore? Eh. No knock, but it's not Truist Park. It's not the Battery. And it's not the Braves. So, Atlanta deserves the All-Star Game in 2025. Not only for what happened in 2021, but because of the way this team has been performing, and I'm sure will still be a very good baseball team in 2025, a World Series contending baseball team in 2025. So you have that aspect of it. Truist Park, since it's been built and established, has not had an all-star game yet. You got the Battery to show off. So if I'm Rob Manfred, I want to show what the Braves got going on and the goods the Braves have immediately. Get these other teams to build their own version of the Battery, because all that'll do is help Major League Baseball at the end of the day. So Braves definitely should get the Major League Baseball game in All-Star game, I should say, in 2025. But we'll see what happens. Nothing has been confirmed yet, but the Braves are on the short list of contenders, along with, again, Chicago, Toronto, and Baltimore to land the 2025 MLB All-Star Game. Okay, I talked about this earlier too. The University of Georgia Athletic Association is demanding the retraction of a recent Allen Judd story. This is coming from the publisher of UGAsports.com, Roddy Nabolsi. He says the University of Georgia Athletic Association sent a letter to the publisher, editor-in-chief, and managing editor of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution demanding the retraction of a recent Allen Judd story. The letter was written by Michael Raber, the general counsel of the UGA Athletic Association, and Raber says the article was replete with errors, unsubstantiated allegations, innuendo, and possibly even fabrications, end quote. This is a little blurb from the letter written by Michael Raber and the UGA Athletic Association. Quote, Mr. Judd reported sensationally that a star football player for the University of Georgia allegedly led a police officer on a high-speed chase through the Athens campus on January 10th. In fact, police records in the AJC's possession show that the alleged pursuit occurred on the bypass outside of Athens, not through campus. The student athlete was not aware he was being pursued, and at no point was the officer directly behind the vehicle with his lights or sirens activated. Hardly a high-speed chase through campus. Ooh, yikes. All I'm going to say is if that those kind of things were fabricated and those kind of things were mistold, they might have to issue a retraction. And we know no media outlet wants to double back and say, actually, we were wrong about this. Actually, this wasn't all the way true. Actually, we stretched the truth a little bit here. But, whew, man. Because, I mean, how do you go from it happened on a bypass to it was on UGA campus? How do you go from the student athlete didn't know he was being pursued, no sirens and lights were activated, to it was a high-speed chase through campus? Those are two very different things in my book. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this plays out and what ends up happening with this story Allen Judd put out and if there is a retraction on the horizon or not. All right, it's the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. We're going around the A right now. More college football news. This from the AJC. Fortune 500 insurance giant Aflac has agreed to become the new title sponsor for the kickoff game. Obviously, it used to be the Chick-fil-A kickoff game, but now it's going to be the Aflac kickoff game. They signed a three-year deal to lend its name to the annual September event, the company told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution in an exclusive interview. Based in Columbus, Aflac will pick up the mantle from Chick-fil-A, the kickoff sponsor since its inception in 2008. But Chick-fil-A will continue to partner with the annual Peach Bowl, which also takes place at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Garth Nunston, Aflac's chief marketing officer, said the sponsorship is a perfect fit since it shares the same philanthropic partner as the kickoff game and the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. So, first time in 15 years, the kickoff game is switching sponsors. So, interesting stuff there. As I wonder why the Chick-fil-A decided to move off the kickoff game. Obviously, like I said, they're going to keep the Peach Bowl, but I wonder why they decided to move off the kickoff game. I'd be interested to hear to the reasoning behind that. But either way it goes, it's going to be the Aflac kickoff game now, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Like we said, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl is still going to be a thing, and that's still going to be in Mercedes-Benz Stadium as well. But the kickoff game is going to be named the Aflac kickoff game for at least the next 3 years. All right, Atlanta United, last but most certainly not least, they have a big match tonight against New England Revolution. They're going to be in Boston, in Massachusetts, in Gillette Stadium, taking on the Revolution. Atlanta United trying to get off a little bit of a snide against New England because New England is unbeaten in its last five meetings with Atlanta United. That's three wins and two draws. And the first time they met this season, there was a 3-3 draw in Atlanta. And it was one of those draws that honestly felt like a little bit of a loss because in the 93rd minute we saw Charles Gill score. And it was one of those gut punches where I was like, man, really should have had the win there. Gave up a goal late and they had to settle for a draw. So hopefully that doesn't happen this time around. And if Atlanta United does find a way to win, they will be up to third in the Eastern Conference table. They sit fifth right now, but they're only 2 points behind third place New England Revolution. So if they win tonight, obviously they'll get 3 points. New England get none. You put all that together, and then boom, voila, the Five Stripes are in third place. The Revolution currently on a seven-match unbeaten run. Actually, they just got their seven-match unbeaten run snapped. Excuse me. They had three wins and four draws in their last seven matches, but that got snapped against the Red Bulls this past Saturday. And that was New England's second unbeaten run of the last seven games this season. They had an eight-game unbeaten streak from March to May. And that's the only other team with multiple seven-game unbeaten streaks this season in MLS is FC Cincinnati. So New England Revolution, obviously a good team. That's why they're third in the Eastern Conference table. They know how to at least get some sort of result and get some sort of points match in and match out. But Atlanta coming in hot. They've had clean sheets in the past two matches. They won 2-0 over Philadelphia Union, 1-0 over Montreal on Saturday. And Atlanta United has kept clean sheets in two consecutive matches, but they have not been able to keep three consecutive clean sheets in league play since a five-match run without allowing a goal from April to May in 2019. So hopefully Atlanta United can stay hot, win their third match in a row, and get themselves into third place in the Eastern Conference table. So that is a look around the A, all the local stories, local headlines going on in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia. When we come back, we got a rant, y'all, because, again, I cannot believe the NFL Twitter account, the official NFL Twitter account, had the audacity to do this. And then they got bullied out of deleting it. We'll talk about it next It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.